And today, if you've never before put your faith in Jesus today, I'd encourage you to put your faith in Jesus today. You can lift your hand. You can put your faith in Christ. Romans 6, verse 4. And I want to share the gospel with you today because there's a lot of confusion in our society about the gospel. It says this, Romans 6, 4 to 5. That's so painful. Romans 6, 4 to 5. We were therefore buried with him through baptism into death. In order that, just as Christ was raised from the dead through the glory of the Father, we too may live a new life. For if we have been united with him in death, we will certainly also be united with him in a resurrection like this. Mark 16:14 says this, later Jesus appeared to the 11 as they were eating. He rebuked them for their lack of faith and stubborn refusal to believe those who had seen him after he had risen. How bizarre. His own disciples, who Jesus has spent a lot of time with, weren't believing anyone who was witnessing to them saying, Jesus is risen. They're like, nah, can't be possible. Verse 15, he says this, Jesus said to them, go into all the world and preach the gospel to all creation. Whoever believes and is baptized will be saved, but whoever does not believe will be condemned. Sometimes for us as witnesses, we're like, I don't know what to say. I'm not sure what to say. In your world, you're the one. You are the carrier of hope. People at your work, at your family gatherings, at your workplace, they need to hear about the gospel. The gospel is not that we're so good that we get to get baptized, or that we're so good that we get to go to church, or that we think we're better than everybody else so that we get to go to church and be a part of Jesus. And some of us have got friends who are just like, oh, look at you. You think you're so much better than everyone else going to church and stuff. Well, no, that's not what we believe. That's not what we believe. We believe that even though we are sinners, even though we lack, even though we're not good enough, even though we're not good enough to ever meet God, Jesus came down and died for our sins on the cross to include us and to make a way for us. That's what we believe. If you've got a Bible, you can check this out. Romans 3, 20 to 26. And it says this, Romans 3, 20 to 26. Actually, no, it is Romans 3, 20. Therefore, no one will be declared righteous in his sight by observing the law. Rather, through the law, we become conscious of sin. We become conscious of sin. You see, for us as believers, and if you've never heard this before, we're not trying to do good things so that one day we can impress God enough, get into his good books, and maybe sneak into heaven by the skin of his teeth, by the skin of our teeth, the skin of his teeth. We're not trying to do good things to try and get into heaven. If you come to church and you see like Gemma's out there teaching the kids about Jesus and looking after the children, she's not doing that so that she can one day get into heaven. She's doing that because she's already accepted by God. She's already in heaven. She's already been in the grip of God's grace. And because of that, she's just like, because she cares about children, she likes people. She's just doing it because she likes them. Gemma doesn't have to do it. She doesn't have to come to church. There's so little we have to do. We are the people of grace. That's why some Christians get a little bit uncomfortable when people say, oh, what's your religion? And we're like, I don't know if it's really a religion. It's not really like a religion in the sense that we're trying to get on top of it and perform all the things we have to do and all the rituals and do all the correct things and all the right order so that we can be and get God's favor and approval. You know, it's not. God came down to our level. God came down and he included us. And this is the reason when you go to a Christian church, we don't sing songs about ourselves. We don't sing, how great is all of us, better than all the people we work with. How great is all of us, better than all of our whiskey swigging relatives. How great are we? That's why we don't sing songs about us. The Bible says if it was by works, then some could boast. But it's not. So none can boast. So when we are one day in heaven, we won't be walking around like, yeah, see, look, I knew I had it all together. I knew we had it all. John the Baptist, come here. Bang. See, they were wrong about me. They thought I was a lunatic. Here I am. No, no one will be boasting. We'll be just saying, oh, if not for Jesus, I wouldn't be here. We'll be singing. You got it right, Charlie? High five. Yeah, that's right. Just walk around. Don't worry about me. If you got a Bible, you can go to the next thing. For all have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. See, all have sinned and fallen short. And if you've never heard this before, let me tell you, for the first time, most people in Australia have never heard this before. I was in a high school just the other week. People have not heard the gospel in this country. And the devil's got every church thinking that everyone in Australia pretty much has got the gist of what we're trying to say. And they don't. And you know how you know they don't? Because they're always so angry at us. Every time I watch Q&A, how come we're the bad guys? Every time I watch the television, how come the Christian people are like, you know what? Because they don't know the gospel. They think that we read the Bible and it's like, most of them have sinned except us. We're cool. We're on top of it. Sin? I don't even know how to spell sin. That's how much I'm not a sinner. That's not what we think. That's not what we believe. We don't think we're better than the people upstairs playing pokies. We don't think we're better than the people out in the community that we see, the people we work with. We don't think we're better than them. We've just accepted Jesus. In fact, truth be known, there's more of a sense of righteousness in people who don't need Jesus. Like, I've got relos who are like, well, no, if I've never, like, I've never killed nobody. I've never done anything that bad. I mean, if I get to heaven and God's not going to let me in, I mean, what can I do about that? But I mean, I don't think I'm that bad. You know, like, I once stood up for this chick who was being bashed. I saw her out in the street, right? And he's thinking he's going to heaven because he stood up for a chick who got bashed. But I tell you what, listen. God, I bet these sermons are recorded and I keep saying real relatives' names. Don't. I'm not going to. I almost did it just then. Just call him out. I'm calling you out. I'm calling you out, uncle. I'm calling you out publicly. Get the download. Share it with your friends on Facebook. I'm calling you out. No, let me tell you what, though. I'll tell you something, man. You don't want to be standing before God one day and be like, oh, God, you got to let me in. I won't stop the girl being bashed. My righteousness is like a shining star. Heaven wouldn't be the same without me. I'm so good. No. Man, I tell you what, in actual fact, what's really going on is the believer who's come to Christ and gone, hey, you know what? I'm a sinner and I fall short. Lord, if you want to forgive me of my sins, then I'm going to receive that. The believer is not the self-righteous. The one is, I don't need Jesus. I'm pretty good the way I am. That's what they do. They rub their belly like that. I don't know. I'm acting out crazy things. That's enough of that one. You get it? We're all in the one boat. We're all in the one boat called sin. And we all have this one hope called Jesus. And it's amazing. Jesus isn't like, get your act together. Stop swearing. Stop drinking so much for breakfast. Get it all together and then you can come to me. Get your act together, you can join my religion. No. No, Jesus is not saying that. They called him the friend of sinners. Jesus said it's not the sick that need a doctor. Jesus came into the world and, man, the religious people were the ones always hassling him. But the ones that came to Jesus, Lord, forgive me, a sinner. Jesus told this great story once about a guy who's like puffed up and he's off to church and he's always does all the right things by the law. He does everything right. He's never done anything wrong. And he's so sure of himself. And then this tells the other guy comes along and he's just like, God, have mercy on me. A sinner. And Jesus says, actually, this guy is closer to God than this guy. It's wild, isn't it? What a weird religion. Like, look at me. I went to a public school. I didn't finish high school. I can hardly read and write good. My wife's friends, they're so intimidating to me. They're all like smart and stuff. But let me tell you what, there is no religion in the world that wants me. There's no religion in the world that I could stick at. I haven't got the discipline to do nothing. But Jesus stands alone. Jesus is the eradicator of religion. Romans 6:23, it says this, "For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus." And that's what we're celebrating today with baptism. People who have come to faith in Christ, surrendering to Christ, and in a lot of ways reenacting. The baptism is like going down as Christ died, rising back up again, and putting our faith in this for eternal life. For the wages of sin is death. If you've sinned like me, then what we're owed is not eternal life, it's eternal death. But Jesus came and gave the gift of God. And this, man, this here is the biggest butt in literature. Like, I've seen some huge butts in my days. This here is the biggest butt in literature. The wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life. And you know the weirdest thing I've seen in my days is people hear about the gift of God and they say, "Yeah, nah, thanks. I'll have a crack at that myself. I reckon I'll be alright. I'll see how I go, Nate, if I hear about that, but yeah." And that's just so crazy. That'd be like someone saying, "Here, would you like a free iPhone? This is a gift of iPhone." And you're like, "Oh yeah, I reckon I'll have a crack at making myself one of them in the backyard. Got a bit of plastic, bit of glass lying around. Got myself a screwdriver. See how I go. See if I can knock one together." But I tell you what, could you just stop trying to build your own righteousness? And could you just put your faith in Jesus, the righteousness of God for the redemption of sinners? Man, I tell you what, my hope is in Christ alone. If I get to heaven one day and Jesus wasn't enough, I haven't got a prayer getting in. I'll see you in the bad place. But if Jesus is enough, if Jesus is enough, and I'll tell you, even in my life, I have faith for the unseen, but I have seen the evidence of the unseen. Jesus saved my life. I don't know where I'd be right now. I've got a bit of a rough idea, but I wouldn't be here talking to you. Wouldn't be hanging out with some beautiful people in this building. You wouldn't be coming over to my house to sit in my hot tub. You'd be visiting me someplace. But Jesus saved my life when no one else wanted me, when no one else wanted me around, when no one else had a prayer or a hope, when I was in the too hard basket and the too difficult basket, and nothing could reach me. Jesus reached me, set me free, changed my children's 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 future. And do you know how many people in every single country on earth say, "Jesus set me free"? Millions of them. And right now, I want you to close your eyes. We're going to pray. And if that's you this morning, if you're saying, "You know what, I'm sick of trying to work it out on my own. I want to accept the gift." Why don't you lift your hand right now where you are? And you can accept Jesus today. Stop trying to figure it out by yourself. We're just going to pray for you. I'm not going to make a scene or embarrass you. We're just going to pray for you. And today, you can make that decision to come to faith in Jesus, like I did years ago. And if you're anything like me, right now, your heart is on fire. Your guts is twisting. You know you have to say yes to Jesus. And it's just burning you up, and you know you got to say yes. And I'd encourage you today, you be that person. If that's you, won't you lift your hand in this place? We're going to pray with you. We're going to pray for you. Just give you one more minute. I might invite the musicians to come, and we're going to finish with a song. And then we're going to head over to my house, which I won't say the address again because this is going on the internet. But if that's you right now, why don't you lift your hand? I want to pray for you. I want to give you an opportunity to come to faith. And just lift your hand so I can see if that's you. Yeah, that's you. Good job, boys. Good job. All right, we'll pray for you. We'll pray for you. Anyone else want to join? Anyone want to join today? I'm not going to embarrass you, like I said. We're just going to pray for you at the end. Why don't you stand with us, everybody in this place? We're going to begin to sing. We're going to begin to celebrate. And then we're going to go over to our place. God bless you. Thanks you for being a part of H2O this morning. We love having you here. You're always welcome here. And I want you to sing with us this morning in Jesus' name. Amen.